KO4ZEW Mono.
KO4ZEW KQ4LOO. How are you?
Evan Benjamin out of Centerville. Hitting the road for a little while. How are you doing?
I'm not too far from you. I'm currently located halfway in between Piedmont, well, probably Moonville, closer to that part, and Simpsonville right now. Tau, Tango Alpha Lima Tau.
I'm actually about to go to Malden, so yeah, I'm out running an errand. Broke away from work for a few minutes, and then got to head back and wrap it up for the day. But what's you up to? Having a good one?
The idea that you're going ahead doing the errands today because of the so-called planned protest, which could turn into riots here, so it's probably a very good idea to go ahead and do it today.
Supposed to be down at Unity Park, or is that somewhere else?
Off of Hudson Street, right by the Swamp Rabbit Trail, as a matter of fact.
Okay, now I'm not going to be in the downtown area today or tomorrow or probably till next week. So I will be thankfully away from that. From what I've looked up, from what I've seen just come across on Reddit, yeah, it might get kind of ugly.
Aspect of it is spreading across the nation from Chicago, Asheville, Manhattan, lower Manhattan in particular. Yeah, it very well could devolve into violence, especially considering that they are actually advertising payment of like $1,200 a week for people to go do this stuff, and it's crazy.
Shoot of the LA stuff, and who is offering money?
Offshoot of it, it's a continuation of it. They're, of course, opensociety.org type affiliated people, and you know who runs that, so.
Not familiar with Open Society, but, yeah, I know sort of the core issue is immigration and ICE not following due process and stuff like that. But, yeah, the things that just looking at L.A. and things have turned seriously violent. I didn't know it had spread to, like, Chicago and Asheville and stuff. I haven't seen the news yet today, so I can check the news in the evenings when I get done with work.
Alternative news sources that don't involve mainstream media, and Open Society is George Soros funded, and it's definitely not got to do anything with what they're saying it's about. It's about trying to cause chaos intentionally.
So generate a crisis in order to take advantage of things while people are looking the other direction.
So, yes. And like I said, it is George Soros funded. Open Society is his network, and he's the main contributor to this, but there are others as well. I don't look at mainstream news anymore. I get my news sources from alternative sources, and they're typically, whenever they say something's getting ready to happen, it usually happens.
Yeah, the big four broadcasters haven't been trustworthy for a long time. And even if you look at like a Google News or Apple News aggregator or something, they're still getting all their stuff from the same sources, you know, Associated Press and things like that.
And they're all under the same Operation Mockingbird stuff, so they're told what to say, what not to say, to avoid altogether, this, that, and the other. And I just, you know, I got sick of it years ago. I'm like, I'm not gonna listen to them anymore, so I've not. So I started listening to different content creators on YouTube, and they're 100% on point. I mean, to this point in time, the people that I normally follow, they are absolutely 100% on point.
I check in with a couple of people who are former three-letter agency types, we'll put it that way, who got out for personal reasons, but they still have a mission, and it's a little different from what they were told their mission was supposed to be. And the big four, being ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, that stuff is just spoon-fed propaganda. So I stay away from that, and I just try to dig up facts, and that's very hard to do, just digging up factual information now.
Believe it or not, I actually look at somebody that lives in Canada who has some kind of algorithm, and he's got all kinds of connections, including former CIA, for that matter, that is on there all the time. I don't know if you've ever heard of Andrew Bustamante, but he's usually pretty accurate with everything he's talking about, too. But the guy I'm talking about, as far as in Canada, is Canadian Prepper, a.k.a. now Prepping News. He had to divide his channel up because some of his content wasn't getting looked at. But there are other news sources out there that I listen to, including one that's pretty local to us. He lives in this county, as a matter of fact. It's Black Scout Survival, Jack Richland. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Now, I have heard of Andrew, and he is one that I check in with him every now and then. Black Scout Survival, it seems like I have heard of him, but I haven't done much follow-up. And I'll have to check on this Canadian source as well. Because I do have several friends up in Canada I keep up with regularly, so I can kind of get the outside point of view, they're in a very weird position. I won't even get into that right now. Getting sourcing information from like Mondial in France and looking at Japanese newspapers and things like that. A lot of that is still propagandized, but you can at least get different perspectives. You may not get facts, but you can get perspective.
Black Scout, he lets you know he's a conservative, but he will criticize Trump or Republicans or other so-called supposed to be conservatives when they need to be criticized. But Prepping News, a.k.a. Canadian Prepper, but Prepping News is where you're going to find all your updates for like what's going on in the rest of the world, like Iran and Ukraine, all that stuff. But he's pretty much down the middle as he possibly can be. He'll criticize the crap out of both sides. And he'll let you know real quick, hey, I'm not a Trumper. I'm not an anti-Trumper. I'm going to criticize Trump when Trump needs to be criticized, and I'm going to praise him when he needs to be praised. The stuff I try to listen to is nonpartisan as much as possible. So, I do that for a reason, just so you know, because I don't want to be coerced either way.
And kudos to that guy for not falling into the black and white thinking of you're with me or you're against me. There's things wrong, and the two-party system is just two sides of the same coin. It's the rich and the rich, and then everybody else just gets fed sugar water.
Correct. So that's why I try to do everything I can to get ready as ready as possible in case an SHTF scenario decides to take place, which it looks like it's heading that direction really, really quick, especially with all the so-called, 1,600 planned protests all around the country. So, yeah, excuse me, well, the way everything's going, though, you got to be prepared for anything. Like with Helene that came, you know, I had food, water, medical supplies, extra gas, power sources and everything, so that way I could power my equipment if I needed to. So, I mean, I try to be prepared for just about anything, even if I have to, like, bug out. I got tents and sleeping bags and this, that, and the other, you know?
Yeah, I mean, with COVID, with Helene, we've seen and been through SATF situations already. Now, they're not complete collapse. I don't think we're going to see some kind of complete collapse situation. But we will, you know, we have and will see things like supply chain interruptions. We could see grid attacks and things like that. I don't think we're going to see anything that's, you know, 100% destructive unless somebody pushes the button and launches the nukes. But yeah, there's all kinds of different situations that you have to prepare for, especially supply chain, like, you know, with medical supplies, food. You look at the Ever Given that plugged up the Suez Canal and just the effect that one boat had on the whole world. So this stuff happens all the time. And, you know, like you said, you just got to be, you know, don't be paranoid, but be prepared. That's for sure.
But I will say this, if the grid does go down, within 72 hours, people are going to start getting desperate because most people don't have more than a couple of days worth of food. And the store shelves are going to be empty, and if it doesn't come up quickly after that, then people will start to panic and start to do some crazy stuff. So that's when you could start seeing the crazy stuff happen.
We did dip into that at the very beginning of COVID, where people bum rushed the stores, and man, I even almost got into a fight in the Costco parking lot over just a parking space, and I didn't even get in the store because they were so swamped, and I mean, it was crazy. So, you gotta say, 72 hours to a week, and desperation is gonna set in. People are gonna clean the cupboards, and if they can't get food by then, that's, you know, I don't want to say that's when the Mad Max stuff is gonna happen, but that's where it would start crumbling.
I agree with that. In COVID, I mean, I was kind of into it, the prepping survival stuff before that, but when COVID hit and I saw everything going on around the country, that was kind of my wake-up call, and I'm like, I think I might just start need to spend a little bit of money extra this week, next week, and the week after, and the week after. So that's kind of what I do. And then I was like, hey, I better shore up my defense, too, just in case.
CEW, your signal is completely broken up. Are you getting me anymore?
Bit of white noise from you, so you might be going into a bad spot. I'm sitting stationary, so I should be transmitting about the same as I was. Q4LOO will be standing by just in case.
Q4, no read, so I will be clear and monitoring.